Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dan's Health Talks and on W4HC.com. And I really appreciate you being with me. I really do. And I enjoy doing radio. I've been doing it for, well, right now, 21 years, soon to be 22 years. It'll be the start of my 22nd year. Started in March of 1997. And before that, I was the spokesman for some network marketing companies, educating people on how the nutritional products work. Before that, I was known as the inventor of the Hydrotone exercise equipment, had 13 patents, U.S. patents, and 22 foreign patents in the exercise field, and worked with pro teams, pro athletes, a lot of celebrities, a lot of professional athletes and amateurs, some Olympic athletes, and people like Mike Tyson and McEnroe, and then Dallas Cowboys was the first football team that I worked with, which at the time I started with, and that was when they were really their heyday, when Landry was coach. And worked with a lot of different pro teams and basketball and baseball, worked with the White Sox when Bo Jackson's there. So I've had a great experience, and I really appreciate you telling friends and family about this show. Now, I want to talk to you about heart disease. There's a book, Reverse Heart Disease Now, and that's Stephen Sinatra's and James Roberts' book, and it's a very good book. There's other books along this line, but this is an excellent book. And he approaches it by supplementation, a lot of the way I do, but also there needs to be an understanding of diet, too. There's another book that I love. It's called Life Without Bread by Dr. Wolfgang Luntz. And Dr. Luntz did 40 years of research on low-carb diet. And he did. I used to use his research slides for my lectures and stuff, because he'll show a congested heart failure where the heart is swollen up, and he puts them on a low carb diet, and after so many months the heart goes back to normal. Really amazing. But it worked on other things too, like Crohn's disease, irritable bowel disease, a lot of digestive diseases were turned around with a low carb diet. And he, and of course, the weight normalized. If the person was too thin, it normalized. If they're too heavy, it went down. Well, now the keto diet, which is a version of the low-carb diet, is a big thing. And it's usually mixed with intermittent fasting, which means, and like in my case, I try not to eat to about noon, though I get up at 5:30 in the morning. I may have some tea with a little coconut oil in it, but basically try not to eat and try to go exercise. And that really helps it work. But a low-carb diet, very low-carb on a keto diet, but a lot of healthy fats, and it's part of it. But the heart disease diet, the Reverse in Heart Disease Now book, it's taking CoQ10, and you need the Bicanol form, because CoQ10 gives energy to the heart. The mitochondria of throughout the body is dependent on CoQ10. And high dosages, there's two endings to CoQ10. There's a Bicanol, O-N-E, and a Bicanol, N-O-L. You want the nol form. And so he uses the N-O-L, and which I recommend, because some people don't absorb the O-N-E, and they may have to use many times more to get much out of it. So always do that. If you're healthy, maybe just 100 milligrams. But if you have concern about your heart, 300 to 600 milligrams. Or if you have low energy and you need to increase the mitochondria. So that is very, very important. My friend Dr. McDay has a heart formula that's just fabulous. I'm taking it right now, and my heart, I think, is pretty healthy. But I really like that formula. You've heard Dr. McDay on the show. But it's a fantastic formula. Now, hawthorn berry, inexpensive, but really good for bringing oxygen to the heart and even helping on lowering blood pressure. And the king of lowering blood pressure is magnesium. But magnesium comes in many different forms. And magnesium Bisglycinate, B-I-S-G-L-Y-C-I-N-A-T-E, is the most absorbable form. That means it's going to get right down into the cells, into the mitochondria, into the nucleus and stuff, where it can do its work. There's some magnesium you may take, and you may take it for a long time and get almost nothing out of it. So getting the right form is very good. Glycinate also is good, not quite as good as its cousin bisglycinate. And there's some others that are not bad. Citrate's not bad. Malate's not bad. There's even one called lysinate. We'll use lysine as the bonding element to get it in. But magnesium, you need 600 to 800, maybe even 1,000 or more milligrams a day. And what that does, it runs over 300 different enzymes in the body, but it also relaxes the blood cells, the blood vessels. And so I had one guy, they called me from a store that is not around anymore. It's been changed name and new owners. It was called the Health Food Center. And the guy that ran the bookstore had a man in there that was trying to find help because his blood pressure was 190 over like 120. It was scary levels. And he had been on blood pressure medicine for a while, and he took himself off. I didn't suggest it. He took himself off. I would never suggest that. But he took himself off because he felt horrible on it. And so I put him on hawthorn berry, CoQ10. I put him on a form of colostrum called colostrum 6. I put him on, I recommended cell food to bring extra oxygen. I may have also put in there the juice of oregano by North America Urban Spice. And let's see, if I usually don't recommend calcium anymore, but D3 with MK7. MK7 and D3 work hand in hand to remove the calcium out of the arteries. One of the most important things you can take, but you need to take about 300 micrograms, or 330 is what the research says, of MK7 with a 5,000 or more of D3, depending on where, when you get your blood tested, where you are in your D3 levels. I actually take more than that. I take 10,000 a lot, but I'm not recommending that everyone. 5,000, even 2,000 might be enough for some people. You want your D3 levels to be around 70, 69 or 70. So D3, very, very important, but its partner to remove the plaque out of the arteries, the calcium buildup, is MK7. MK7 also has effects on the mitochondria, increasing your energy. It has a lot of wonderful effects on the body. Now, you need other things, B vitamins, methyl form of B6, B12, methylfolate. You need that because the adrenaline gland, and when it's overstressed, it really stresses the heart. The heart doesn't work. The other thing you need to get checked out is seeing how your thyroid's doing. And you need someone that really knows what they're doing. They need to be sure that when they look at T3, it's not T3R. They used to just look at T3, and T3R means the reverse of T3. It's actually putting the brakes on it because you have adrenal fatigue and the body's trying to protect itself. But if your thyroid's not working, it can't get the heart pumping. The heart just doesn't want to go. So you have to have a functioning thyroid. If you're wondering if your thyroid's low, look in the mirror. If your eyebrows are starting to lose on the outside, your hair is starting to thin, is one thing. If you're cold too much of the time when other people don't seem to be bothered by it, those are all signs I look for thyroid. The skin can be dry and nails can be brittle. All those are, and it needs to be taken with a little bit of selenium and zinc as well as the B vitamins. All affect the thyroid. But the adrenaline gland, very, very important too. I mean, that determines your stress levels. And then vitamin C. Matthias Rath and Linus Pauling, they say that we need 4,000 to 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C in the sorbate form. The sorbate form. That means it's been buffered with magnesium or calcium or sometimes sodium. But I think magnesium is the best one to buffer it with. But you get that. And then you can get some companies that have the flavonoids in there that are very, very important to keep all that helps keep the blood vessels smooth. pycnogenol or pine bark all helps keep the blood vessels functioning. And then look at nitric oxide products. They're making a lot of deals out of beets. I prefer still prefer arginine and sertraline over beet powder because I don't want the sugar. And it seems to work better. So you can go down to any, a lot of times they're sold in the sports area for athletes. But always take nitric oxide, especially getting up in the years, and that'll make a world of difference in how you feel. Thank you, folks, and we'll be right back. In 21 years of doing my radio show, the thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's the, everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition, and one of my longest sponsors has been Nordic Naturals. And Nordic Naturals is, in my opinion, and I believe it's justifiable opinion, the best fish oil, omega-3 oil in the country. And they have a variety of different brands. So I have Becky with me, and Becky, you've been with Nordic, or representing Nordic in the Oklahoma City area for many years. And I know you're in love with their product as much as I am.
Absolutely.
Now, you, if I'm right, I think every major and minor mom and pop health food store carries Nordic Naturals, correct?
Yes. They're everywhere, all natural food stores. Yep, across the state of Oklahoma and Arkansas, where I represent.
Well, and I think it's pretty well true across the country. They have done a phenomenal job. And let's talk about why, what makes them stand out. Because there's some other good ones out there. But Nordic just really seems to always come to the top. The cream rises to the top, as the saying goes. And they do. In this case, the EPA DHA rises to the top.
Yes, and we have high potency products. And that's what they know how to do, right? They know how to make a concentrated product that is pure and clean and and there are three patents that they have that really make them stand out. One is their no oxygen manufacturing process, which is huge because if you realize that whenever oxygen hits fish oil, it's going to immediately go rancid. It's a very volatile oil, and that rancidity is what causes it to taste, you know, bad and fishy, the taste we don't want. And then it leads to you burping it, and nobody wants that burp and that aftertaste. And so that's the one patent that is huge that makes people come back over and over because they know they're not going to have that issue.
You know, I didn't know that they had that patent because I thought other companies obviously wouldn't use oxygen, but now I didn't know that that was unique to Nordic.
Yes, well, it's a, you know, others may do some form of that, but the patent that they have, literally, it's, you know, they're flushing nitrogen over it four times throughout the process, and it keeps all the oxygen off of it. And I've got the opportunity and had the chance to see this, you know, as I was at their manufacturing facility in California where they do the final bottling. You know, like our cod liver oil is coming from Norway, and we have, you know, vats of it there. We do ship it to San Diego, and then that's where we do the final processing that I got to see, just that last flush of nitrogen right on the top of the cod liver oil and then immediately sealed. I mean, it's split milliseconds, you know. And so until you open that bottle of cod liver oil or omega-3 sardines and anchovy oil, and then their encapsulating process also, until you've opened it or taken that capsule, no oxygen has hit that that product. And so that's what keeps the rancidity from happening.
Yeah, I guess that. Once Stu Tomp asked me that question when he was a spokesman, he says, how do you think they heat it up without it causing problems? I said, well, as long as oxygen's not there, you can heat it and help separate out the oils. But I would assume it's in a nitrogen vat. Now, I didn't imagine that they were flashing nitrogen on top of it. I didn't guess that one. Now, the one thing, I know a number of companies, I don't know if it's still true, but a few years ago, someone went through some lab and took different bottles off, maybe in the government, and tested them. And a lot of ones that were big sellers ended up having a lot of heavy metals and other toxins in it. Noric was almost non-existent in the area of toxins. So they probably also have patents on how they separate out all the toxins from the pure stuff.
Well, they do molecular distillation, which is our preferred method for making sure that we're way under, the parameters for any kinds of detectable amounts. So, I mean, we're actually following a European pharmacopoeia standard, which is very stringent. The U.S. doesn't really have these standards, so, you know, we're following very strict standards. And our second patent isn't technically on that part of it, but we definitely are, you know, the cream of the crop, and we test 82 times all of our products before before they're bottled. So we're over testing from beginning to end. We're vertically integrated, so you know, we're able to keep our eye on the beginning, you know, from fishing and having contracts with our fishermen, so we have direct relationships with them, which is really important. We're not buying from a supplier out there that's trawling for weeks, you know, and then coming in and we're just part of somebody else, you know, and the other people buying the same product. So, yeah, that really sets us apart, and that molecular distillation cleans the oil perfectly. But our second patent, it does have a little bit to do with that. You know, when you molecularly distill your fish oils, it does break apart the structure, which is a triglyceride form. And we patented a way of actually, after it's been cleaned and broken apart, we put it back together in that triglyceride form, because that is the natural way, you know, that fat appears in nature. Mm-hmm. It's the structure that avocados and coconut oil and all, you know, good butter, these fats that we're now realizing, these are really important for our body and our brain, you know. we're putting it back in that structure to have a way higher absorbability than ones that are left broken down, which is the ethyl ester form.
Yeah, the EPA DHA was the primary. There's other ones, too, that they're in there, are put back on what I remember this term was triglyceride backbone. They attach it to it. Now, we're just about out of time here, but folks, you got to look for Noric Naturals. Really, this is what I use. I personally use the Ultimate two to three capsules a day of that, and then I use some DHA before I go to bed. But there's things for women, for children, just a full brand. So please use it. It'll protect your brain, your heart, your joints, one of the most important things you can do for your health. Thank you, Becky, for being with us.
You're welcome.
Folks, I've been introduced to two amazing products. One is a stem cell stimulator or stem cell product, and another helps the body release HGH. And these products really work. People are getting fantastic effect. I have Dr. Cook to tell me about them. How do these products work, and what are the names of them?
Okay, the first name of our product is the Helix Gel, and that is an HGH, or human growth hormone, precursor, so it helps to stimulate that. And the other product is a stem cell product, actually called STEM, and it is a wonderful thing to start replacing your stem cells and helping your body stay younger longer.
Yes, and some of the people we've talked to are really excited about the changes. I'm excited about getting mine. Now, Spencer, how do people get a hold of this product?
They're going to call a number, area code 208-400-0808, ask for Spencer, and I will hook them up with a website and a way to order.
Okay. I appreciate it, guys, and I'll talk to you again soon. I know there's a lot of stories out there. Thank you. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. This is Dan's Health Talk, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And I have a guest I've had in the past that has some phenomenal products. You can also call Brenda Swartz directly. She has Body Dynamics, phenomenal products, and I'll explain that in just a few minutes. But Brenda likes to counsel people, likes to help them get the results and tells them what to do and how much to do and stuff. So, Brenda, thank you for being with us. And before we get very far, what's your 800 number?
It's 1-800-MEGA-910.
Say that once more.
1-800-MEGA-910.
That should be easy.
910.
Now, Brenda, the reason I brought you on here is I don't know if it's from the antibiotics I took or I ate some dill pepper that was from Mexico and wasn't organic, wasn't done right, but it feels like something was stuck in my gut.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down to the stores and got some of what I thought were some of the best probiotics out there. I also took Diflucan, I took Nystatin, I took all these different things, and then on top of that, I took different cleanses.
Mm-hmm.
Renew Life and some of these. None of them give me the results yours does. So I called you and said, okay, why am I getting the results with yours and I wasn't with the other ones?
Okay, well, you know, I can't speak to the other ones. I will tell you this, though. There was a study done not too long ago where they randomly pulled probiotics off the shelves, random probiotics, tested them, and found out that 98%
wow.
of the bacteria was dead. The consumer would not know that. The store selling the product would not know that. All the consumer would know is, gee, it just didn't do anything. And that's what I hear over and over again from my customers who do go on ahead and try the Total Digestion probiotic. They go, my God, I could tell a difference in 2 days. And I've had a lot of people who were severely ill, who had gotten food poisoning, have gotten onto this Total Digestion, and they got results. They got well within 2 days. Now, here's why. Here's the reason why. I am the owner of the company. I am responsible. I am a hands-on owner. I don't make a batch of probiotics and then sell it to a third party who then sells it to somebody else. I make small batches. We make it so strong. 50 billion is what I have on my label, Dan. But this last batch, and you can go look at it on my website, we put it out there. It's a third-party test. Tested out at 2.5 trillion.
Wow.
So you're guaranteed by the time that best buy date rolls around, you're going to have 50 billion at least, if not more. Now, the other thing, this is really important. It is what strains you're utilizing. And this, like one of the strains in my product, literally heals and seals the gut. Another one of these strains melts the calcified protein off the diverticula. You see that stuff come out, and it's not very pleasant to talk about, but if it's in there, you want to get it out. Your tummy bloat goes down. Women who have issues, vaginal issues or yeast issues, that straightens out. Bad breath problems from lack of the correct microbiome, all of these problems start to go away. And weight loss, too, by the way.
Well, you know, I was going to cut this short. I'm going to go a full 7 minutes with you, Brenda, because what you have is so important to people.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, it certainly is.
Now, tell people how to get a hold of you again, because there's a lot of people that are bloated, and they go, God, it doesn't matter what I eat. I can't get rid of the fat, or I look fat, but I don't. In my case, I'm probably about as defined as I've ever been, but my stomach was bloated like I'm 6 months pregnant, maybe seven. So,
you know, a lot of people call me with these issues. You can call me. The number, I'm going to give you two numbers, 972-245-5500. The quicker number is 1-800-MEGA-910.
Mega, like M-E-G-A 910. So that should make it easy. My website is bodydynamics.com.
That's simple.
Yeah, okay. Just and go you, on that website. You will get my email. You can call me direct, and I would be happy to help anybody. The other part of it, though, is the cleansing aspect of it. You mentioned that you tried the Mega Wellness Cleanse earlier. What makes that really unique is you've got 30 different herbs that took me a long time. I've been making this since 1984. And we've never had a bad batch in all those years because, again, it's a matter of getting the top-grade herbs. Then those are quarantined for a week. Then those are tested to make sure there's nothing in it, no pesticides, no fungus, nothing that should not be there. So every batch is pristine. Now, these herbs heal and cleanse your liver, kidneys, colon, lymph system, lungs, and blood. I have to tell you something. I just did a little bit of research. I knew there were a lot of toxins in our environment, but get a load of this. The most recent research shows there's 10 million tons of toxic chemicals that are being released into our environment by industry.
I know. And every year they're creating like thousands of toxins. They have no idea what they're going to do to us.
And they're not. There was just an article in the Dallas Morning News this morning that the chemical companies are tickled to death because they're not being made to test these chemicals in the right way. Big money talks, and they don't care about how they're affecting the environment.
All you have to do is help support a senator or congressman's reelection. Brenda, give them your phone number once more and your website.
It's www.bodydynamics.com or call me at 1-800-MEGA-910.
We got to run, but thank you for being with us, and I'll talk to you some more.
Thank you.
I have David High with me. He has a PMF mat, pulsing electromagnetic frequency, that they think is one of the most important things for health that's been ignored up until now. And he has a tremendous price on it. He also has a light that helps reverse Alzheimer's. You want to talk to David? You want to look at the lease program? How do they get a hold of you, David?
Dan, give me a call at 405-478-4351, and we'll be glad to explain how it works.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. A lot of research on the PMF out there. Thank you, David, for being with us.
Thanks, Dan.
Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Been doing radio since March of 1997. Had 13 patents in the fitness field. Been at this many, many years. Trained a lot of pro teams, trainers. Usually I didn't actually work with athletes. A few times I did. And then a lot of professional athletes individually and a lot of college teams and movie stars and stuff. So have a pretty extensive background in fitness as well as nutrition. So I want to introduce you to a friend of mine who has some interesting concepts, David High. And David High and his team has innovated some very, very interesting things. And David and I were talking about an hour before the show, and they're doing some things with vibratory medicine, or I wouldn't necessarily call it medicine, but vibratory frequencies. But he also has what I consider the best pulsating electromagnetic frequency mat, which is very popular among certain people. And most of them cost 3 times what David's does. And yet when we did a little clinical study on the other two, everyone liked David's better, and though they were selling for up to $6,500, David's was selling for less than $2,000. So really important. He also has a light that helps with Alzheimer's, and I'm going to be talking about that some today. So David, thank you for being with me.
Hey, Dan, thanks.
One of the things, I want to talk about the light just recently. I'm going to also talk about this maybe later in the show. They just came out that gingivitis, bleeding gums, is directly has a direct correlation, not correlation, actually causal effect, to Alzheimer's. What most people don't know is we have, the brain has its own immune system, and that it cleans that plaque buildup out every night, and it builds back up over the next day. And that plaque and the tall molecule there, the tall twisting the synapses so the brain cells can't connect, can't make those spark gaps between the neurons, all that can be related to bad gums. Heart disease is related to bad gums.
Yeah, but we've known that forever.
You have a light that MIT did research on, not your light per se, but they did the research where you took that concept that stimulates the immune system to clean that up. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
Now, as I understand, you actually improve memory about 14% the first 30 minutes you use it. By the next day, it goes back to where it was. But if you do it 30 days in a row, it will be cleaned up. It'll stay cleaned up, correct?
Well, yeah, here's what MIT found.
Okay.
They said it was about 17% in the first day, and then it would slide back down because you haven't really reached a threshold yet. But if you do it for 30 days, you're able to maintain that plateau, and in the next 30 days, it kind of does it again and steps up another notch. So over a 3 to 6 month period, there was continued improvement. And the cleaning effect you're talking about is in Alzheimer's, there's a little cell in the brain called the microglia.
Uh-huh.
And that's the one that goes and scavenges and eats up that plaque that's broken off the neurons.
Much and like the macrophages in the other area of the body.
Yeah, yeah. And so they get kind of lazy and dormant as the plaque builds up. But the light stimulates two things. It breaks the plaque loose with a frequency, and then the microglia get energized to go clean up. So as that affects over a 30-day period, then it creates kind of a plateau that you get to keep for a while. And if you keep treating, it jumps to another plateau.
I didn't know about the other plateau. I got to get back to using mine every day. I used it pretty regular for over 30 days. And I'd moved, and so now I got to get back out and start working with it again. Now, David, tell people how to get a hold of you, because this show goes international. So,
well, my number is area 405-478-2434.
One more time.
405-478-2434.
Okay, and what's your website?
We have EdensPulse.com and MillennialHealthSystems.com.
Give them just one. EdenPulse.com would probably be the easiest.
EdenPulse has the supplements and lights, and the Millennial Health Systems has the lights only.
Now, I have a little bit more time on this online show, and I want to mention a friend of mine that that you work with that is phenomenal frequencies. Let me say something to people. Some of you understand this and some of you may not. To some of you, if it's not chemical, how can it possibly work? Well, homeopathic medicine, believe it or not, is the number one herbal medicine, by Chinese herbal medicine, because of the huge population, is number one. I think homeopathic is number two. Homeopathic is purely frequencies. That's the only thing they treat the Queen of England and all the royal family with is homeopathic medicine. But it's a frequency embedded into water, into distilled water, that is passed on. Well, now we're starting to find out that frequency doesn't have to be in water. It can be passed into the body without that. Is that a good way to explain it, Dave?
Yeah, we have been doing it in supplements for quite a while. It enhances the bioavailability of the supplement. But recently we've been experimenting just with frequencies on patches. You just stick them on where you hurt. And the response has, honestly, Dan, it's shocked me. I put out 40 sample patches, and we had 30-some reports, positive reports back within the first week. It's kind of, it's shaking up our world, I tell you.
Well, say that again. You put out 40 sample packs and over 30 people
responded in 7 days.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, it's staggering.
the stories are really kind of remarkable.
Well, go ahead.
So, yeah, we now have them in five different versions. We have three more coming out next month, and we've sold some to Mexico and California, and it's taken off pretty wild.
And it can do nothing but help you, folks. It can't hurt you at all. Now, yeah. Tell people again how to get a hold of you.
You can call our company. It's area 405-478-2434, and that will get you to me, and we can help you see what you need.
Okay, David, I also remember there was something you had that you some lights that you put under the tongue that was designed to kill bacteria and viruses throughout the body. And so elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, it's an attachment that we've made for the Alzheimer's unit.
Uh-huh.
And that actually predated that unit, and we've put them together now. So it is a crystal delivery of UV and red pulsing light. And that combination of light will kill off the gingivitis and the bacteria around the gum line. So that probably is going to be an enhancement to the Alzheimer's developments.
Yeah, since we know there's a bacterial basis, it may not be the only reason people get Alzheimer's, but we do know that there's that side to it. And so The idea, I remember many years ago seeing where they were taking people that had dialysis and they were taking the blood out. And it may not have been because they had kidney failure, but they were cleansing their blood by taking that and it was running through this plastic or glass deal before it went circling back into the body. And They would shoot it with ultraviolet light and Kill the bacteria that way. And I have a light at home, need to get a battery for it, that it's just ultraviolet. I can go over my keyboard on my computer or anything, and it will kill the bacteria. So that's basically, as I remember right, the blood circulates, is it every 5 minutes, all the blood in the body under the tongue?
Yeah, depending on the volume, 3 to 5 minutes,
And so if I sit there for 15 minutes with that under my tongue, I've had a chance to really kill 3 to 5 times for the light to work on the bacteria and viruses in my body. If you have something going on and you catch it early, I think it can be very, very effective on that. But
And the dialysis equipment today still has UV light in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so they get an added benefit. And because I'm sure people that are on dialysis, their immune systems are not too good to start with. Now, David is one of these guys that has a lot of different things going on, has a lot of supplements, has a lot of innovations. So he's someone you want to talk to and tell him what's going on with you, and he can make recommendations. One of the nice things about David High is that the prices, and by the way, that's spelled just like how high is the building, is the prices are always very, very reasonable, usually much under what other people are doing similar things for. So, David, one more time, I want to give you your phone number because we have people, as I said, nationally and internationally listening to this show.
Yeah, it's area 405-478-2434.
Okay, and your website, let's just give them one of them.
Okay, let's do millennialhealthsystems.com.
And always tell them you heard it on my show, on Dan Soloway's show, or you heard it on Dan's radio show. I appreciate it, David. Thank you for being with us.
Dan, thank you.
Yeah. Folks, I've been introduced to two amazing products. One is a stem cell stimulator or stem cell product, and another helps the body release HGH. And these products really work. People are getting fantastic effect. I have Dr. Cook to tell me about them. How do these products work, and what are the names of them?
Okay, the first name of our product is the Helix Gel, and that is an HGH, or human growth hormone precursor, so it helps to stimulate that. And the other product is a stem cell product, actually called STEM, and it is a wonderful thing to start replacing your stem cells and helping your body stay younger longer.
Yes, and some of the people we've talked to are really excited about the changes. I'm excited about getting mine. Now, Spencer, how do people get a hold of this product?
They're going to call a number, area code 208-400-0808, ask for Spencer, and I will hook them up with a website and a way to order.
Okay. I appreciate it, guys, and I'll talk to you again soon. I know there's a lot of stories out there. Thank you. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And in the beginning of the show, I discussed heart disease. And I want to elaborate on that and go into give you some more information on heart disease, because it's still the number one killer. Cancer is trying to catch us a number of ways. Diabetes is in there. But really, the main way diabetes kills us is vascularity. So when your blood sugar is not functioning the way it destroys the blood vessels. And that's why it's so important to have a diet of like a low-carb diet, a keto diet, healthy low carbs with good oils. Now, I've mentioned this many, many times, but omega-3 oil, EPA, DHA, and probably more DHA, but both of them, very, very important to the flexibility and health of the blood vessels and the heart itself, and bringing down inflammation within the blood vessels. You got to realize that heart disease primarily is an inflammational disease, that the immune system attacks the lining or attacks the heart muscle itself and drains it. Builds up plaque, stops it, can create a stroke. I think I'd rather die of a heart attack, though I hear it's extremely painful, than I would of having a stroke and being crippled with that for a number of years. And so both of these are very, very important. So it's important you take control of your diet and get an exercise program going. Now, when you eat excess sugar and starch, we all know some people that seem to be able to get away with it, and those kind of people you want to kick in the knees because they never gain any weight and they eat whatever they want. But that's not true for the majority of us. And I'm one that if I eat sugar or starch, I'll blow up. I'll put on weight real quickly. And I'll feel bad. It'll drop my blood sugar. It'll make me tired. I want to take a siesta in the middle of the day. That's why the temperature probably had something to do with it. But when you eat beans and rice and on flour tortillas, eating a lot of starch as the Mexicans used to years ago, wonder why they want to take a nap an hour after lunch, because their blood sugar has dropped. It's also, before it dropped, it probably overstimulated their adrenal gland. It stresses the heart. So you have to be aware of this, that the diet is a big percentage. As I said in the beginning of the show, that book, Life Without Bread, showing the reversing of congested heart failure with a low-carb diet. Now, the keto diet is generally only 10 to 15% carbohydrates, and those carbohydrates are not starchy carbohydrates. They're green vegetables and lettuce and maybe some tomatoes, but there's problems with tomatoes you have to be a little bit careful with because the lectins in tomatoes, but a lot of vegetables. One of my favorite things in my area, we have Jason's Deli. I don't know if Jason's Deli is all over the country or not, but I would go in and get the salad bar and get a good salad. Pick out onions and maybe peppers and olives and just a wide variety of spinach and lettuce and romaine lettuce and all these different things, and put olive oil all over it. Olive oil is very anti-inflammatory. And then I'd have either chicken on it. Sometimes I'd get the salmon. All these things, salmon being the more ideal, a little bit more expensive, but the more ideal of the two. To really make a healthy. And I use olive oil and vinegar for my salad. So I eat out a lot. Don't have any trouble finding ways to eat healthy, eating out. But that's one of my ways, one of the things I choose to eat out. And I don't mind having an omelet. People that are on blood thinners and all this stuff, they'll say, don't eat any fats. I don't know. Doctors have gotten the message now, but for a long time is a real fear of fats. Here's the fats you need to fear: soy oil, corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, believe it or not, sunflower oil, peanut oil, cottonseed oil. All of those are highly inflammatory. In fact, the USDA, and they're usually hydrogenated, and the USDA said only 2 grams of that would bring on heart disease a day. If you're doing 2 grams, 2 grams is a very small amount, probably a quarter teaspoon. But the oils you want are the coconut oil. You want the olive oil, macadamia oil, avocado oil, and avocados themselves. And you want, there's so many good oils, nut oil in general. and cook with coconut oil and MCT oil. MCT oil gives energy to the heart. All those are great oils, and some of them are great over salad, like olive oil or macadamia oil or avocado oil, very tasty oil. And use real butter, real butter. I put real butter on seed crackers. There's a mock farm that I'll take some chicken and put some guacamole on there and eat that, and I don't miss bread. I'm getting that, and I'm getting very low carb. So there's many ways of doing it. But here's some of the things I haven't talked to you much about yet. D-ribose. It's a sugar, and it tastes just as sweet as sugar does, but it won't raise your blood sugar, but it will go into the mitochondria and create energy. I know Dr. Sinatra used that a lot, fairly high dosages, for people with congestive heart failure to give them energy to the heart. And one doctor friend of mine that comes to my lectures I give, he wanted to know whether he could use that in his tea or his coffee. I said, yeah, it'd be just fine, and you don't have to worry about it affecting your blood sugar. Now, we talked about magnesium, but the nitric oxide is a big thing. There's other books, Stop Heart Disease Now, are along the same line. And there were three men in the same year, independent of each other, discovered nitric oxide and the effect it had on the heart. Nitric oxide is a gas, but generally speaking, it only comes out for about 3 seconds out of the line of the arteries, and it dilates the blood vessels. It also helps move fat and other nutrients out of the blood vessels into the cells where they can be utilized. And so it's very, very important that we understand this, that nitric oxide, you know, you see all these commercials about beet powder now. Actually, kale is higher in the nitrates that become nitric oxide. I'm not sure where I stand on nitrates. I'm not sure there's a bad nitrate and a good nitrate, but we know that nitrates, which is high in beets, in kale, and the highest is in a spinach that I haven't seen, but I've read about, called red spinach. And those become nitric oxide, which can be a real blessing because some people can take arginine and Argimex and citrulline, and their lining of the arteries are so compromised they may not make nitric oxide out of that. Where a person that still has decent lining in their arteries can produce nitric oxide. But the advantage of taking foods that are high in high in nitrates, that it will break down and become nitric oxide anyway. Now, something you may not realize is very good for you is pomegranate. Pomegranate has two enzymes in it, PON1 and PON2. And they actually remove the LDL. What they do is they energize the HDL. You may have enough HDL in your blood work, but that HDL may not be doing its job. It activates the HDL to take the LDL out and move it out. They notice it when people were using pomegranate. Their hearts were much more healthy. Now, niacin, most people know this, fairly high doses of niacin. But after a certain point, you won't feel it anymore. It opens up the blood vessels, but it lowers cholesterol. And so does red rice yeast, and both of those lower cholesterol. But cholesterol is not a problem. Inflammation of cholesterol is a problem. That's what creates the plaque. And you may have fairly low cholesterol, but a lot of inflammation, and you could have hardening of the arteries, or you could have very high cholesterol, but no inflammation, and be just fine. One of the things I look for if someone gives me blood work to look at, I look for C-reactive protein, CRP. And if the CRP is high, I know they have a lot of inflammation going on, and that it will show up, even if it's from a twisted ankle or a wrenched knee or something, it will still show up in the blood vessels causing problems. And so you have to look at that. You also have to look at hormones like IGF-1, IGF-2, that's been shown in studies with HGH and IGF-1 to reverse heart disease. It can really reverse it if people find a place where they can get HGH shots or IGF-1, or you can get out of colostrum. Good colostrum, like colostrum 6, can be very, very effective on helping in that regard. So because it's high in the IGF-1, that's the active ingredient in doing it. So I want to mention those to you because you may not have realized that pomegranate can be so effective. And we've talked about MK7, but that's becoming a big thing. Now, the new big kid on the block, and I'll do a show on it later on, is the black seed oil. That is having a fantastic effect. Folks, thank you for listening. Tell your friends and family about the show. Let's help them. No need for them to die of heart disease when they can find things that can help them. We'll be back next week. I really appreciate listening.